Hey, Gary.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Monday, and here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Chris Humphries said, honey, he ain't signing off on nothing for that tramp Kim Kardashian, honey. He said if he signed off, honey, he needs to get paid a year's salary, which means he just signed, y'all, an $8 million contract to resign with the New Jersey Nets. So he said, guess what? If I'm going to sign off for this divorce, I need at least $7 million. And I think she should pay him that, too, because he said, honey, he went through 72 days of his life, honey, of public humiliation with this tramp, so he needs to get a check, honey. So Ms. Kardashian will not be getting a divorce unless she pay him his money. And I think he should, because it's making him look like a punk. What's wrong?
I'm going to have to stand by my rule now. As a man, don't be just going to move on. You're going to really look soft. Yeah. Don't be trying to get no money.
Yeah. She embarrassed him, though, Ebony.
Everybody done been embarrassed. Get over it. Move on.
No, I'm getting over it after I get my damn check. Honey, she getting her check, and she going on, so honey, she needs to pay him.
He's in the NBA, Gary. Come on.
Ricky, if he hurt his leg or something, he ain't going to be able to play on it. Pay that man, honey. That's what's wrong with these traps. Now they want to punk people. But anyway, child.
Ooh, you hit the peas hard. Punk people.
Tell us how you really feel.
Punk people, okay. Baby. All right, moving on. Another celebrity news, y'all. Baby Lala Vasquez, she wrote an essay, y'all, for Latina magazine. She addressed, y'all, her racial background. Now, she said, first of all, honey, both of her parents are Puerto Rican, which means that makes her Puerto Rican. Now, she said that doesn't mean, y'all, that she's not black. But she said a lot of people don't realize that she's a Latina, which she's fine with that, y'all. And she said being a Latina is that, you know, it isn't, but people just look at one territory. But she said, honey, she don't expect people to know her cultural background by just glancing at her. So, I guess
she all right. Leave Lala alone.
On that show. I love her. I think she's down for her family. Yes. Poe and Dice, I like them. I love her relationship with her hubby. I think she's just a great individual. I'd like to be her friend.
Yeah, but she should have never accused that woman of sleeping with her husband. Then, she should have left that, honey, off the camera. Honey.
Okay, if she wouldn't have asked, though, Gary, we would have thought she was weak. She wanted to know straight up, you going to be my husband's personal assistant. Are y'all messing around?
Is she going to really tell the truth, Ebony?
But she knows where she's coming from. The assistant knows that the wife don't play. Mm-hmm. They all going to look like mud ducks if I had a fine rich husband.
Girl, if I was to have a rich husband like that, girl, everybody working for them going to be 80. Okay, honey? No, that's right. You're going to have your faculties, honey.
Remember we had that attorney that had that assistant?
Wait, what a turn.
Oh, just think for a second. Go hold Gary to the next one.
All right, moving on. Another celebrity news, y'all. Baby Toya, honey, and her husband, Memphis Bleek, baby. They blasted T-Pain the other night.
That's a totally different dude. Just regular Memphis.
What? Oh, Memphis. Well, you know what I mean, Ed. I thought Memphis Bleek was Memphis.
He's going to start a civil war.
Okay, Memphis.
Oh my God.
Baby, you attacked that bell, baby. Tanya and husband, Memphis, y'all. Now, you know, now did you watch that head crack?
Which one?
Did you get that story? Okay, now, you know, now, it was reported that Memphis, y'all, helped start T-Pain's career. Well, right. You know, T-Pain was on VH1's Behind the Music the other night, and they're saying, y'all, that he did not give credit to Memphis. And Tanya got upset about it and went off on Twitter, started saying, honey, you know, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. Well, they finally talked to one another. They said, and T-Pain said that he did like a 6-hour interview.
Right,
he couldn't help what they cut out.
And that's how it be, too.
You know, and you know, a lot of people get upset, honey. If you don't acknowledge the person that helped give you your start, honey, people get angry about that. So, you know, but they said they called each other and made up. So, congratulations goes out to them, honey. Did we watch our show last night, Ebony, Housewives?
I did watch it.
What's your thought, girl?
Let's see. I don't know. I really wasn't moved that much. Oh, they were. I was laughing when they was ready to leave Phaedra's event.
Baby, they sat there for hours before Phaedra got acknowledged about being a co-owner of a funeral home.
You know who I respect, though?
Who?
To some degree, I respect Kim Zolciak.
Don't you respect her?
Her husband is proposing to her. The white girl just keep on winning. And she confronted Cynthia about, look, did you say this about me? She, you know where she's coming from. I don't think she's fake.
But I don't think Croy like black folks, honey. Mm. He's like, he be sick of him, like, child, Croy, her husband, her daughter.
She's been married.
The guy she been married, he like, girl, look, honey, we ain't got time for all this.
But when Croy went to the daddy to ask him, he married Kim, the daddy got nervous, like, he doesn't want to ask him. Did you see that?
I saw that girl, he up in the garden, honey, working in the garden shop. But, honey, I'm like, it was just too much going on. I couldn't understand all that, honey. I'm like, marry that tramp, honey, and call it a day. All right, the color today, y'all, is a great color, one of my favorite. Pastel colors, y'all, because you know we're approaching Easter. Our color today is poem. On the high end, you say poem, and on the low end, say lavender. Because Ricky, y'all notice it's gonna be a lot of men in some lavender colored suits for Easter, child, honey. So,
Skittle suits.
What you call them, Ebony?
Skittle suits.
Yes, sir. They going to the bazaar. The bazaar, baby. They got them salmon colored gators. Boy, they gonna be sharp. I'm talking about flabbing. You know, like the inside of raw fish.
Oh, yeah, egg yolks, yellow.
Yes, sir. Yellow, purple. My Uncle Bruh had on a red suit one day. Uncle Bruh had on some red gaiters, some red pants, a red vest, a black shirt, a red tie, and a red suit coat.
That's too much.
I said, go on, Uncle Bruh.
They gonna be serving it up, baby, for Easter.
Yes, sir. And see, I be trying to dress down. I dress down on Easter. I just throw on some slacks on the shirt and stuff. I don't even try, but yes, sir, they will be shy. Y'all give it up for Gary with his team. All right, what we got coming up next?
Special K got news you absolutely positively can't use coming up next.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.